Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
Hi, guys. We are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI. 1-877-DOCDALI. We got a lot to talk about. Hurricane season did start early. We have our second tropical storm, but we haven't even hit June 1st. Tropical Storm Bertha has made landfall. We're going to talk about that. Also, apparently, people are shooting. This is not funny. People are shooting their postal workers with paintballs. And yeah, apparently there's like a $50,000 fine. Oh, there's a $50,000 reward if you turn somebody in who is shooting at the postal worker with paintballs. What's wrong with you people? What is? It's not funny. Like, bad boy. I mean, what is wrong with you people? Can you let your postal worker just deliver the mail without shooting them with the paintball? See, they need to be back at work. The reason why we're having all this stupid is because you need to get back to work. So what's happening on that front? Well, I want to take a poll, okay? Should Pelosi and Congress extend the $600 a week extra benefit for unemployment to the end of the year? Or what's also being floated is, should President Trump or the Republicans, I think it's Senator Rob Portman, has suggested giving an incentive instead, giving $450 to people going back to work, $450 a week to people going back to work, or neither. Should incentives not even be on the table? 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, you know, being unemployed is not easy, okay? And many times it's not your choice. Tuesday morning is, as I guess, what, 700? No, how many stores do they have? Tuesday morning is a discount retailer that's going to be shutting down 230 stores. And, you know, one of the reasons, by the way, for all these store closures, like Victoria's Secret and, was it Bath and Body Works? I forget, one of the beauty, supply chains is closing about 50 stores, is because people's leases are coming up. Okay? And if you, you know, or you still have a long lease. And so many of these retailers, if they can't renegotiate their lease and people aren't walking into their store, they need to get out. And one way to get out is filing for bankruptcy. So if you're an employee at any of these stores that can't pay the rent and can't. We're hearing about nurses getting laid off. We're hearing pay cuts. We need to talk about that. There are pay cuts that we are hearing hitting every place, whether it's a university, whether it's the media, whether it's engineering firms. You're being told to take a pay cut or layoffs happen. All right, and so you as an employee, many times it's not your choice to not work. But what happened, and somebody always ruins it for everybody. It's like the first girl who cried rape that wasn't raped. Or I don't know what the hell happened here in New York. Somebody claiming that their life was in jeopardy by an African-American if their life wasn't in jeopardy. The first time you lie, if that's what they did, I don't know, I didn't see all the footage. But if the first time you claim something or you take advantage, it ruins it for the rest of us. So what happened is the $600 an extra check a week, $600 extra per week for unemployment was really cool, was a good thing, until it was time to go back to work and employees, some of them said, nah, I'll pass. Well, now you start to ruin it for the rest of us. Because if employers finally can reopen, and we're trying to get this economy, you know, back, and we want people to go back to restaurants, we want people to go back and go back to retail and not just order online from Walmart and Amazon, you know, not to criticize them. Thank God that we're around, but there are other retailers. But if we want people to buy from more than two stores and to get out there and help the economy going, we need to get people back. We need to staff people, et cetera. And when some of the first few employees are like, nah, I make more money on unemployment, now it's screwed it up for everybody. So you have tons of people out there that really don't have a job, and they have no hopes of being rehired. We have casinos that might stay closed indefinitely. There are restaurants staying closed indefinitely. There are some stores at JCPenney that will never reopen. Okay? Those people might still need that $600. It expires in July. Do we really think the economy is going to be fine by July? So Donald Trump and Senator Rob Porter, I think Ron Porter brought this up. Is it Rob or Ron? Whatever. Sorry. Senator Porter. Is he a congressman? I don't know. Okay, I don't have it, but all I know is somebody. A legislator has suggested giving $450 a week bonus to go back to work. A bonus. So if you go back to work, you could still collect some of that unemployment money. It'll be less, $450, but you only get it if you go back to work. See, that's the problem. When you give money, I'm torn, you know. People need the money. If you're out of work, you need to feed your family. Unemployment usually isn't enough, especially if you lost tips. On the other end, if there's no incentive to go back to work, people aren't going to go. All right? If you make more money home being with your kids, you'd rather be home and be with your kids. You know, in fact, working from home, they're finding that so many people are going to want to work from home, like, you know, bosses like Facebook, companies like Facebook are saying, well, then fine, you'll take a pay cut. We'll pay you your normal rate if you get in your car and come back to work like normal, but if you want to work from home, you'll get a pay cut. So, you know, companies are trying to figure out how to do this new normal because they're having issues. You know, employees are trying to figure out what they should do if their employer doesn't reopen. But if their employer does, do they want to make less money? If your gym or your restaurant can only open at 50% max, how much money in tips are you going to make? These casino workers, how many tips are they going to get if people can't drink, if you have to have less people come in, people can't get crazy, they're not going to be dropping 20s. So, it's a problem. And then, should we even be incentivizing? I mean, are we going to be America? Are we going to say, to hell with this, okay, we're going to get our country back up. We're going to support our local business. We're going to get back out there wearing a mask or not wearing a mask, I don't care. Do we really need money? Do we really need to be dependent on the government? So I want to hear from you guys. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Taking your calls, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY or 1-877-362-3254. Do you want to see the $600 a week unemployment bonus be extended? Do you want to see President Trump give an incentive to go back to work, or neither? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY or 1-877-362-3254. Tony writes, actually, they should cut all benefits. He says, time to sue under civil rights laws for unlawful taking by government and government exceeding its authority and interfering in the economy. Michael writes, it's a slippery slope on that front. Some jobs still might be furloughed, a great many of them in the hotel convention business, as is mine. He says, I don't think or our return is imminent yet. And with continued unemployment past July 31, we'll bring much more detriment to the economy. So my answer is a crapshoot. That's Michael. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. You know, it's really interesting. And again, I'm not saying this to get political, but it's really hard to look neutral, you know, when you talk about politics or money or whatever. But I have to call it like it is. I always see the right look more at incentivizing, you know, than the left in terms of penalizing. You know, I don't understand that. You know, I mean, Obamacare was a perfect example of that. You know, where, you know, if you don't buy insurance, you get taxed. If you don't pay for health insurance for your employees, you get fined. You know, all these fines, all these, you know, these negative, these, you know, you got busted. Whereas I just find it fascinating that here you have, you know, on the right, yeah, Senator Rob Portman. Okay, I was right originally. Why am I doubting myself? Ohio Senator Rob Portman, he's thinking, well, why don't we incentivize people to go back to work? Now, I mean, I really don't like the idea that here we are grown adults and we need to be, quote unquote, incentivized. I really don't like that concept of us wanting to go to work be incentive enough? Terry says 450 to return to work is her vote. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I don't know, though, if I'm 100% on board with that because, again, I'd rather somebody incentivize, you know, than penalize. But we really shouldn't be bribed to go back to work. But, you know, let's be honest. Did you guys get used to not working? Did you guys get used to working at home? I know a lot of hardworking Americans that said, I like this. I really like it. I loved being with the kids. You know, my kid couldn't have surgery because elective surgeries you weren't able to have. And then finally, you know, because he was having pain, and it was really starting to be an emergency. Once things loosened up and we got to go at least to phase one, the surgeon said that we could do the surgery. His knee kept dislocating. So he couldn't walk on it because his knee kept dislocating. And so finally we were able to get the surgery done because he couldn't walk. I mean, it's a disability. You can't walk, right? If your knee keeps dislocating, you know. So luckily he didn't have school. So he could be, because he has to be in full extension. His knee is not allowed to bend for 6 weeks. So he has to basically in a brace where he can't bend. He could wobble around. But how do you do that across a high school campus? So it's been great. I love the fact that he's been home. You know, but luckily for me, I have a job where I can work from home. I mean, I go to the studio, but that's only a few hours a day. And then I could see patients from home. You know, I got to be honest. I mean, I can't sit here and tell everybody to go back to work when I myself have a job where I get to work from home, you know, so I, you know, do I really get to be the voice of authority here? Meanwhile, I do see patients at a medical clinic. I can see patients at a medical clinic. I can see, you know, I can see patients wherever, you know, I am, you know, around the public still, but I love the idea of being able to work from home. Now, many employers are noticing that they are having issues in terms of productivity. And actually, I want to hear from you guys as well on that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Is working from home working for you? Are your employees clocking in, doing their job, being more productive? See, they always had studies saying, well, people that get to work from home and have flexible schedules are more productive. I bought that. I bought it because I noticed that if you tell me you need a task done, I don't mind if I'm working on a Saturday night or a Sunday night or whatever. I'll get that task done. You know, but having me be, you know, at a desk chained, you know, 40 hours a week, that just never worked. I've always worked more hours. I've always worked on my own. When I come home, I work. So for me, give me a task to do and let me do it. But I'm hearing that there's a lot of people who have been not even furloughed, who are, you know, getting paid to work at home, and they've been laying out. They've been going to the pool. They've been hanging out with the kids. They've been, are you really seeing work getting done? And, you know, so a lot of people were kind of concerned that if we were going to have people work from home, then, you know, what was, how was that going to look like? You know, well, one is employers are going to save a crap load of money on retail stores and commercial. And we've been predicting this for a while. You know, many of these stores that are closing, you know, they were going to close anyway. I mean, I told you the problem with Victoria's Secret is women can't wear that underwear. Okay. I mean, once you have kids, you could try. You know, you can wear some sexy underwear, but you're not going to. You're going to want to wear your husband's boxers, boxer briefs. I love boxer briefs. I could wear those all the time. Call me a transvestite. I don't care. I love wearing my husband's underwear. It's just so much more comfortable than girl underwear. Girl underwear rides and they, you know, it just doesn't make sense. It just doesn't. Girl underwear, but because girl underwear isn't supposed to be worn. Girls aren't supposed to wear underwears. That's kind of the whole purpose. Whereas guys are like, look, I got stuff in there I need to keep, you know, in certain places. So guy underwear to me makes sense. But a lot of these stores, they were going to close anyway. Right? People are buying, they're shopping online. And, you know, that's the other thing, too. Am I going to walk into a store and try on underwear? You know, last time I was at a Victoria's Secret, it was probably about 20 years ago. And the staff were really, really nice. And they were like, do you need help? Do you need help? Let me look. And like, I don't want you to see me in the underwear. I don't want you. Well, I can make sure it fits. And I hated that. Oh yeah. And then they would check your bra size. So they would come up with a tape measure. A woman does not like anybody coming up to them with a tape measure. Let me just say that right now. So somebody's coming up to me with a tape measure and then they tell you your size. And then they find you a bra that's ugly as hell because, you know, you're not, you know, small anymore. You're big. And then you put it on, and then you have to show them. And I just, no, I'm like, you know what? Okay, just tell me my size. I'll buy it online. And so, unfortunately, you know, the business, unfortunately, did itself. And mind you, I think their pink line is amazing. I think their colognes are amazing. But, you know, the shopping model today with internet shopping, it just doesn't work. It doesn't work. And the average woman that looks like me does not want to see a Victoria's Secret model. The dudes do. Dudes love looking at the Victoria's Secret models. But the average woman that needs to buy sexy underwear doesn't want to see a model. Well, I'm never going to look like that, so what the hell am I doing? So it just doesn't work. I mean, if Victoria's Secret is attracting the guy, and most guys don't buy a Victoria's Secret, you just, you know, shot yourself in the, you know, you screwed the pooch. So the problem that businesses have is they can't compete with online shopping. Now, on top of that, they can't have a busy store. Now they have to deter traffic. They have to tell people to sit in their car if they want to come in and get something until there's enough people. You know, and the average person is like, well, why am I going to a store? I could, again, get this online. Retail is so behind the eight ball. Now, they don't want to be. Retail has been, well, what we're going to do is we're going to have sales. We're going to do these doorbusters like Black Friday. You know, we're going to, you know, invite people to the store and, you know, get them, you know, attract them from the sidewalk and bring them in and all that. Now it's all about, no, you got to wear a mask. You got to wash your hands. Don't stand here. Stand over here. Stand over. It's just not working. It's the opposite. And these stores, and now they have leases up. Or they have rent to pay. If you still had 3 years on a lease, and you're looking at what the hell's coming, and then you're being told there's a second wave or a second peak coming, you're like, I'm out. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps, in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. attend Mass for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, SunnyBay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at SunnyBay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6, or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at SunnyBay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to Sunny-Bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Opening the Capitol Hill briefing, House Republican leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, is calling a new rule allowing proxy voting unconstitutional.
For more than 231 years, never have we seen a proxy vote on the floor of the House. This challenges the Constitution only to protect and empower a speaker.
McCarthy also saying that as America is safely reopening, all members of the House should be at the Capitol. Former FDA Commissioner Scott Gottlieb says it's unlikely there will be a COVID-19 vaccine available for the masses this year.
I think there's reasonable to have a confidence that we're going to get a vaccine for this in the foreseeable future. I think we'll have to have one more cycle of this virus in the fall heading into the winter before we get to a vaccine. I really think a vaccine is probably a 2021 event.
Gottlieb speaking on CNBC. This is USA Radio News. The housing market remains hot during the coronavirus pandemic, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Applications for loans to buy homes rose 9% last week in America, the sixth straight week of gains, and they're up more than 50% since early April. The Mortgage Bankers Association saying total application volume rose by 2.7% last week, as refinance applications slipped 0.2%, as refis are still 176% higher than a year ago. The national average interest rate for a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage edging up 1 basis point to 3.42%.
Things are continuing to heat up from Sacramento to Phoenix, with heat advisories in effect as above-average temperatures could reach 110 degrees in Phoenix for the next 2 days. That heat will shift east by Friday, making its way towards Texas, but temperatures out west will still remain above normal. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, we are back on Dr. Dolly. So thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Tropical Storm Bertha has made landfall in South Carolina. The Atlantic hurricane season is supposed to start June 1st, and we're already on our second storm, named storm. Apparently, it's a disturbance that left Miami streets underwater over the Memorial Day weekend. They say here, yeah, a disturbance that left Miami streets underwater over the Memorial Day weekend rapidly strengthened off of the South Carolina coast Tuesday night and was named Tropical Storm Bertha by yesterday. Or today. Actually, by today. Satellite and radar images showed a definitive spin near the center of the system, just offshore South Carolina. The winds were about 35 to 40 miles per hour, gusts between 40 and 50 miles an hour early Wednesday morning. Tropical storm has sustained winds of 39 miles per hour or greater. By the time it hits 60, 70, we start to get into more of the hurricanes. Bertha made landfall at about 9:30 a.m. Local time, around 20 miles east of Charleston. So there's going to be heavy rain, rough seas, dangerous rip currents, even coastal flooding. And we were warned that this was going to be a pretty rough hurricane season. It is not an El Nino. El Nino is supposed to protect us from hurricanes. This is not an El Nino year. If it's not an El Nino year, then that means we could have Atlantic warmer waters. El Nino warms the Pacific. So we're going to kind of keep posted on that. They say there's going to be rainfall over West Virginia, Virginia, Eastern Maryland, Central Western Pennsylvania, Central New York State. And, you know, locusts are supposed to be coming out. Aren't we supposed to get the cicadas coming out? There's supposed to be 1.5 million per acre that are supposed to come out and want to mate and make all that noise to attract the females. And, yeah, so it's supposed to be a pretty busy next couple months. So we'll see how the water does. In fact, these locusts that have been coming out have been devastating the food supply in Africa. We're going to talk about that as well. These locusts get hungry, and boy, do they destroy trees. You know, but more damage is done by the average human. And apparently the U.S. Postal Service is offering $50,000 rewards after five carriers were assaulted with a paintball gun around D.C. Apparently, and they have exactly where these happened and at what time, but there were people that were, I guess, hitting Postal Service workers with paintball guns. And by the way, I don't know if you guys have ever seen paintball guns, but they kind of look like real weapons from afar. That's scary stuff. Our postal workers are really kind of putting their lives on the line. The suspects are being described as male in their 20s, between 5'10" and 6 feet. According to a press release, the suspect was seen driving a silver or gray four-door sedan with temporary tags. Anyone with information needs to call law enforcement at 1-877-876-2455. So this is in the D.C. area. Quit paintball gunning people. That's just absolutely stupid. Also, I don't know what the hell happened in Central Park. So it's called Central Park Karen. And Karen is a woman that you see in this video who gets hysterical and calls 911 telling apparently what happened is she was in the Ramble. And the Ramble is an area in Central Park where you take the dogs, I guess, to run around or potty or whatever. And there was a gentleman that asked her to put a leash on her dog. And she apparently has a finance job. I think she has like a $170,000 a year finance job. Well, not anymore. She's lost it. Because what happened is you see, and I've only seen part of the video clip. I haven't seen the whole video clip, but the part of the video clip I saw is she asks the gentleman, he's African-American, to quit filming her. And when he doesn't, she claims that she's going to call the police and tell them that an African-American is threatening her life. You see her dragging her dog by the choke collar, by the collar, and she's still wearing her mask. Then she gets back, and then she takes off her mask. I don't know if she thought she was already social distanced or she wanted to be able to talk on the phone. I don't know. And then you hear her call the police, and then she starts to get hysterical and crying, saying that her life is in danger. Now, the gentleman is videotaping the whole thing. And the New York City's Commission on Human Rights has launched an investigation into this clash. And the agency has mandated to fight discrimination. And they announced the probe late Tuesday and have sent a letter to Amy Cooper asking her to cooperate with the investigation. Her name is Amy, not Karen. But for some reason they call her, I guess she was called Karen until somebody outed her and they knew who she was. And Safa Raj, Deputy Commissioner of the Law Enforcement Bureau of the New York City Commission on Human Rights, said, at a time when the devastating impacts of racism on black communities have been made so painfully clear, from racial disparities and COVID-19 outcomes to harassment of essential workers on the front lines, it is appalling to see these types of ugly threats directed at one New Yorker by another. They said efforts to intimidate black people by threatening to call law enforcement draw on a long, violent, and painful history, and they are unacceptable. So if Cooper, if the lady Amy, or Central Park Karen, is found guilty by the commission, she could face fine, be assigned sensitivity training. The agency could also award damages to Christian Cooper. He was a bird watcher. He was the one that was videotaping her and the one whom she called 911 with. Now, again, I don't know why he started videotaping. I think he said that he wanted to document because the dog wasn't on a leash, and I think he was worried that the dog was going to bite. So he starts to videotape, and she's like, quit videotaping. Now, according to him, he's a former editor of Marvel Comics. He filmed part of the encounter. He asked Amy to leash her dog, Henry. Then he offered the dog a treat. Now, I don't know. The exchange was something to the effect of, you know, like she said, the dog's not even going to you. And he's like, I could get the dog to come to me with a treat. And then she said, no, you're not. So I don't know what inspired. I didn't see the whole video clip. I don't even know if the whole video clip is available. But the part I did see, which, again, made me scratch my head and everybody, is when she goes, I'm going to call the police. And I'm going to tell the police that an African-American is threatening my life. Now, if he made no threats to her life, what the hell? Where did that come from? I mean, this is where I get so gosh darn mad, where it's, you know, if your life is being threatened, okay, and if you feel like you need the protection, okay, I mean, then, you know, that's what the police are for. But if police are getting calls by people who cried wolf or are trying to twist the story, well, you know, if you don't do something, I'm going to lie to the police. And again, I have no idea. Maybe he did threaten her at some point. Who knows? I don't know. We don't see the whole video. But from what we see, from what we do have, it sounds like she, in order to get him to stop videotaping her, she was going to tell the police that he was doing something that he wasn't. No, 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 no. Now, you're going way too far. And so, last thing we need is police thinking that people are using that as an excuse just to get them to come over and to deal with the disruption. And that happens a lot. I can't tell you how many spouses fight or whatever. They go, well, I'm going to call the police. I'm going to tell the police you're doing this to me. I mean, you hear that threat all the time. And then the person's like, well, I'm going to lose. I'm going to lose if you say that. And it shows this awareness that people have where, you know what, I could get the people on my side. They will always be on my side. That's a problem I have. You're supposed to be innocent until proven guilty. And we already have this assumption based on our color, based on our gender, our sex. Who's going to be the guilty party? And again, if all he did was videotape her and annoy her, then you tell the police, look, there's somebody videotaping me. I don't want to be videotaped. But to make up a lie and say somebody is threatening my life, if he didn't, she's in trouble. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there. And many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. The housing market is going up. Of all things, people are buying houses. Very interesting. according to HousingWire.com, the economy, as it slowly gets back on track, although I don't know if that's ideally what's going to happen, I think people are taking advantage of the low interest rates. And if they were thinking about getting a house, they're getting it now. Maybe it's because people were so sick of being locked into their apartment. But I was not expecting this. But interest rates have dropped so low that it just seems to make sense now to be able to get a house. Now, jobless claims again. If people are making an extra $600 a week, that's $600 a week for, so I think the average person I'm seeing in Vegas is averaging $1,000 a week. They get the $600 plus the $450, so they're making about $1,050. So they are making $4,200 a month now. So $4,200 a month, so they're at about $50,000 a year. If they could get a home mortgage, they could get into a small home, and apartments were getting up there. I live in Las Vegas, and some of these apartments were $1,200, $1,500 a month. So at $1,200, $1,500 a month, you might as well pay a mortgage. So I think a lot of people are saying, well, tack with this. And this is very interesting because, you know, the millennials weren't big house buyers. It was always something, and again, the 80s really changed us. Changed us Xers. I'm a Generation Xer because I grew up in the 80s. And then you have the boomers. And the 80s made us realize that you need to invest. You need to diversify. You need to go into real estate. You need to be very careful of the stock market. Don't just, hope the stock market is going to cure all your woes financially. You want to own a house. You don't want anybody to take your house. And that you don't rent, you own. And you buy and you build and you expand and you rent. You have tenants and all that. And so, the 80s kind of taught us that you really need to appreciate real estate. Then the Great Recession killed a lot of our real estate. So any of my husband's and my real estate ownings, that was just an absolute disaster. I mean, we didn't really take that big a sinking. We were able to still hold on to them. But it just didn't, we bought our medical practice building. That wasn't a good idea. Again, it was all about, you don't want to rent because landlords can flip, landlords could close it, But when we bought our medical building, when the recession hit, medical building was worth less than we originally bought it for. Luckily, we were able to, when things got back, was able to sell it and make money, but it was not a windfall. And so we have really no desire to buy any more commercial property. We don't really have a lot of big desire to buy, any houses. And so the millennials were kind of smart. The millennials, after the Great Recession, were like, well, I'm going to rent. If I don't know where my next job is going to be, why would I buy a house in a state that I'm going to have to move and then try to sell the house? Now, Nevada is very unique in that we are hugged up against California. And so when we did have to sell a house during the recession because we had to downsize, which was that's what the Great Recession taught us. You downsize. Okay, you don't need a big house, you don't need a pool, you downsize. Because you just never know what's going to happen with the economy. And you don't know who's going to come into office, you don't know what rules are going to come into play, and you just don't know. I mean, Obamacare killed medicine. I never thought medicine would get killed. It did. Luckily it rebounded, but here we are with COVID and medicine's getting killed again. Hospitals got screwed because they couldn't take care of patients and their elective surgeries. So hospitals took a hit. And so when it came to you being next to California, if California gets hit, they need to go someplace cheaper. And a lot of Californians still love California so much that they really don't necessarily want to go all the way across the country. So you have a lot of Californians going into Nevada. And Nevada has no state income tax. Nevada has cheaper housing. So Nevada has been able to survive longer than a lot of other places because even in times of bad economy, Californians will still find it a better place to live than California in terms of financially. So with us, we were able to sell our house day one at price. We didn't even have to lower our price. We were able to, why? Because it was a family from California that thought what we were selling was a steal. To Nevada, it was, I think, kind of high, but to California, it was a steal. It was a home, it was on a lake, it was on a little man-made lake. Californians loved it, you know, and thank God for that. Thank God. So you know, we it's kind of beauty's in the eye of the beholder, you know. Something is only worth whatever somebody wants to pay for it. Like medical antiques. I would go into an antique store, I would see a dealer, and they would have something, and my mouth would water. And, you know, my husband's like, okay, don't let them see you excited about it. Okay? And, you know, you'd look at the price, and you're like, you're only selling this for a few dollars? Because to me, medical antiques are worth so much. I'm not worth so much because I could sell them. It's, I just want them. You know, you have an old stethoscope? Oh, my God. I mean, to me, that's like hitting the jackpot. So, you know, it's something is only worth as much as somebody will pay for it. So my guess is people hated being at home. People didn't like to be in an apartment. People started to not like other people. You know, maybe one of the reasons why the housing market is booming is because people don't want to breathe other air in the air conditioning vents from other people's apartments. Maybe people are like, I want to be in my own place. You know, one of the reasons why I wanted a house, which was very, very interesting, is I had roommates for a long time. I moved out when I was 18, so I would either live in dorms or apartments or bunk with people. And I didn't mind living with other people. But what I hate is every time there was a fire, from some doofus somewhere, we all had to evacuate. And I'm like, I don't want to do that anymore. You know, there's some real beautiful high-rises in Vegas. They have these beautiful high-rises. So you don't have to take care of a pool. You don't have to take care of, landscaping. You feel like you have security. Really nice. I would never live there because, again, what if somebody on the third floor decides to have a fire? You know, when I lived in the dorms, somebody lit their bed on fire. I don't know how that happened, but and having had a fire when I was a kid, I just don't take fire well. You know, I had everything of mine ruined by a fire. I really don't want to live through that again. So, you know, I'm not surprised. I think the housing market, I think did get a boost because people don't want to be around other people. People don't want germs from other people. People want to have their own space. I mean, I don't know how you do a lockdown in New York City where you're not allowed to go outside and you only have a 600-foot apartment. How do you do that? You know, I'm really good in small places because I don't get claustrophobic because I've lived in small places. Having to bunk with people, I mean, my room was my only space, so I can make it work. But how does somebody do that for months? I don't know. So, and also, listen, you got a lot of people that are leaving New York City. New York City, you are having a huge exodus because people are, you know, it's just not worth living there. It's too expensive. The economy is sinking. So if you don't have to, if you can work remotely, then you could live in a less expensive area or where there's a suburb or you could go to Jersey or whatever. And so I think we are going to see more of a push. Later, we're going to talk about Rush Limbaugh. Apparently, Rush Limbaugh might have to give up his radio show. He said he is having issues with his third wave of cancer treatment. He says it's kicking his butt. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.